Thank you, Daryl. And I want to invite Ricky to come forward. She's going to lead this little talk. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being with us. We so much appreciate you, but I think people in the Ukraine and Russia area thank you more, because God is moving, He is doing, and it is amazing. Honey, go ahead.
Thank you, Mom. And so Mom asked me to just share a few things, and then she's going to share a few things about Russia and Ukraine and why we continue to press in on behalf of these nations. You know, we've shared this before. We've been praying about Russia and Ukraine for, you know, since the initial conflict began. And I've shared this before about the dream that I had of Millie provoking and provoking Putin to really consume Ukraine. But when we first began talking about Russia and Ukraine, you know, we did share that they are essentially one nation. There was, you know, Ukraine didn't become its own nation until about 30 years ago. The people come from the same blood. And there is a tremendous amount of bloodletting that's occurred in these nations through the World War I, World War II, and what takes place in the region of Ukraine through human trafficking. They are, you know, the number one in the world for trafficking. And when they broke apart, the oligarchs stepped in. And so they have a very corrupt financial system. They have just almost no true banking system that the elite have not put in place. And their corruption, they appoint people. They did have a decent president in there, but in the last two, in 2014, he was removed, and Putin brought him in to Russia to give him a place of refuge because they were going to kill him. And he was trying to remove the corruption in Ukraine and get Ukraine actually on track. But the Bidens did have a lot to do with how that panned out. And so when we're praying for Russia and Ukraine, we're praying for the Russian and the Ukrainian people, because Ukraine is being used in this proxy war. And I shared this at the gathering because we did spend time praying over this at the gathering. Ukraine is so small and Russia so large. And they are continuing to lie, saying that Ukrainians are winning. But there's almost no men left in Ukraine. They're pulling people, anyone that has an embassy, they're talking about issuing a draft, and Zelensky is going to bring any citizen who has taken refuge in another country back to Ukraine to fight in this war that Ukraine can't win. It would be like Hawaii trying to fight the United States. It is an impossible war that cannot be won. It is designed by the elite to destroy Ukraine, funnel money in an effort to not only destroy Ukraine, but destroy Russia and get rid of Putin, because Putin stands in the way of the elite's plans and purposes. He is a barrier against their plans. And he's been so vilified by our media. And he is a tough man. He runs, you know, I believe the largest country in the world per mass. He's a tough man. But he is a man who will not allow the elite, their banking system, their economic structures, and their control to come into his country. He told them when this started, do not allow NATO on your soil. And Ukraine continued, Zelensky continued to entertain bringing NATO in. And I believe wholeheartedly that NATO is on the ground in Ukraine. A couple of months, I don't even think it was a couple of months, I think it was a couple of weeks into this conflict last year, the Lord gave me a dream, and he showed me that Zelensky had set up against Russian forces, right along the border of Russia and Ukraine, and he set up NATO in Ukraine, right on the border. The Ukrainians were in the room. Zelensky looked back at the Ukrainians, looked at NATO forces, and he turned and he escaped out a side door. When he closed the door, NATO forces turned on the Ukrainians and killed them. And it was blamed on Russia. Why? To get the world to join forces against Russia. Why? Because Putin will not allow the elite in his borders. I believe much of the conflict that we see on the ground, much of this murderous rage that's occurring, is being done by UN forces to the Ukrainian people. They cannot win this conflict. They simply can't. We need the conflict to stop. We need them to stop being a tool. Right now, they are a tool in the hands of the elite. That's all they are, and they're disposable at that. This is a proxy war. And we must remove the tool of the elite from this war. It is the only way to save the Ukrainians. It's the only way to stop a draft that Zelensky is about to issue so that every top person who can serve in their army, who is Ukrainian, would be brought back to Ukraine to fight in this war that cannot be won. It would be more bloodletting, more devastation. The only way for them to truly win is to pull out of this war. Zelensky has banned. He has signed a law that prevents any one of his leaders from meeting with Putin in peace talks. Why? Because he's been told by the elite not to engage in peace talks with Putin. And they will be imprisoned as traitors in Ukraine if they even attempt to meet with Putin. He's working right now to ban an election because they're in the middle of a war. He is a dictator, a tool in the hands of the elite, and he must be removed. But if we're going to save the Ukrainians, this conflict must come to an end, and they must stop being a tool in the hands of the elite. One last thing, and I'll hand it over to Mom. I recently saw a report that the Ukrainians are being given a drug that drives them forward. They are actually putting down their weapons, calling the radio, I think it's 1440, and calling to Russians to come and rescue them, where they are being taken in, given medical care, given food. But many of those soldiers spend about a week in detox, detoxing from drugs that are being given to them by Zelensky. It numbs the consciousness. So they don't stop to think that they're actually a tool in this war, not capable of actually winning a war. They're incapable of reasoning that out. It's a very tragic situation. But we have to remember, Putin is not the villain. Zelensky and the elite are. And our heart, our passion, is to see this brought to an end for the Ukrainians as well as the Russians. This is a war that never should have happened. I think that's it, Mom. I think that's all that you wanted me to share.
Thank you. You did a great job, honey.
Thank you, Mom.
I had an experience. I couldn't see what was happening, but I could hear it. But in the hearing of it, it like quickened my imagination to a peaking point. And what I heard was some men that were in like a conference room talking. One man said, not a bad idea. Oh, we send the money, they fight the war. It's their blood, and they die. No blood on our hands. It's not costing us anything because we'll get the money back. I can't tell you who I heard making that statement. Everybody laughed at that point, and they were all men. But I do know by their words that they were the elite. And they have no care for these people. I believe with all my heart that probably something that most people would have a difficult time even wanting to believe, and that is that both of these countries are more or less victims of the money grabbers. The money grabbers, the power people. But one might say, what in the world do they want with that little country, Ukraine? What they've wanted, and they've wanted from the beginning, is, again, I believe with all my heart, they wanted to set it up as a Illuminati base. They wanted scientists there. They wanted what would turn out to be domes built under the ground there, so that they could do a lot right there in little old Ukraine. And they could do a lot concerning Russia, because they want Russia as badly as they do Ukraine. The difference is Ukraine has its benefits. It has its minerals and other natural things that would give any good Illuminist a lot of money if he owned it all. They want it for their out of place, out of mind, out of sight place to do their experiments. So they wanted it for scientists' sake. And they wanted the crops. And at one point, early on in this war, they made up their mind that they were going to fight, they were going to provoke Ukraine against Russia until Russia was provoked and would retaliate. I mean, really retaliate. And they decided, you know, Russia's got a lot of good land. And I think it would be lacking wisdom for us to just let that land get torn up in war. So I think we need to look at going at our mission concerning Russia a different way and try to figure out how we're going to get that land from Russia without the people, but with everything it offers. So that's what they set their minds to do, and they're still working on those plans. I don't think they've really formulated anything yet. But as I've shared with all of you many times, Ukraine was born to die, that is, by the hands of the elite. They wanted it, and they wanted it for their purposes for a certain length of time. What they would do later remains to be seen. But their goal is, if they can accomplish it, is to rid the land of the people and eventually to do something of that nature with at least part, if not all, of Russia. And they do hate Putin, because he is he's like Ricky said, he's a very powerful man. He's a very strong man. He started out with the KG, what are their colors? KGB. He started out with the KGB, went to the top, and somehow in the midst of all that, began to hate communism and what it stood for. And he wanted out. When he was put into office in Russia, he had a goal, and that was to transform a communist country into a Christian country. And that's still his desire. Years ago, when I used to say this, no one would believe me. But I think now, little by little, the veil is getting pulled back, and we're beginning to see that it's true. He is changing, and he's trying to change his nation. And God, Bob Jones, had a most powerful vision, and it was all about the great revival that God is going to send to Russia. And it would go all over the world. So I didn't think that Russia would be the first. I thought it would happen, and I still think it's going to happen on this side of the ocean. But Russia will have the things that they will contribute to this next move of God also. And it will touch the world like what God's going to do with America. But, you know, the elite don't care anything about that. They want God out of the country, not in the country. Our job in the next couple of nights, I did hear Ricky sent me a clip on Redacted. And these guys really, really work hard to make sure that they're giving truth. They give a lot of information and give you ways to prove what they have to say. But he was talking to a man, and the conversation came up to the state of Ukraine. And it'll break your heart, intercessors. It will just break your heart. They have lost well over 500,000 men. 500,000 men. They have about, I don't even think 25% of America's population. And they have lost 500,000 men. Well over 1 million men are disabled, and the disability will never end. There's no way to correct it. And the disability came from this war. You put those two facts together and you look at the age group that we're talking about. It's the age of the strong, what is the word I want? I was thinking of another word that speaks of energy and mental ability, stamina, but I can't think of it.
Vitality.
Yes. And the reproduction, the ages of reproduction, these are the people that make up this group of 550,000 men. If the war would stop right now, if there isn't something remarkable done, Ukraine is not going to survive much longer anyway, because they've destroyed that ability by using that age group to go out and die for them. It takes years and years and years and years and years and a lot of determination to correct something that is so stupid that is done like that. So how can you look at the situation and not just want to cry for the people? God loves the Ukrainian people. He loves the Russian people. He doesn't want them fighting. He wants to bless them. When I was taken up and, hovered above Ukraine and Russia for that 2 weeks, I think that was last year, but I'm not sure. It may have been earlier this year. Lou and Cynthia might remember. What I saw as I looked down upon the land, there was a kind of glory in the land. I mean, the grass had just a thin sheet of glory emanating from it. like it might if it had rained and then the sun shined bright on it. And I felt God's heart for both nations, his incredible love for them, his desire to see them living in peace, enjoying the fruit of his son, living happy, productive lives, having family, just everything that he wants to give them. When I was finished with that experience, months, I loved Ukraine and Russia so much, it just hurt, because it was his love that I was feeling for them. And it was somehow there was in me the sense that it could be lost. And that's where the greater hurt came. I didn't know how it would be lost. I mean, how do you honestly, in a practical way, look at a war between a Ukraine and a Russia? It's hard to, you know, the old saying, wrap your head around it. I mean a real war, not the little spasmodic things that they've been having, but a real war. If Russia decides to rise up, like Ricky saw in her dream, I think anyone, I don't think it takes a brilliant person, let alone a genius, to figure this out. I don't think you have to be very smart to figure it out. But anyone would look at the situation as it stands right now. And tomorrow, if Putin says, you know, this is so ridiculous, I'm just not going to play with this thing anymore. I don't like the way they do business. I don't like the way they treat their people. I don't like the way they're just always looking for war over there. I want to live in peace. And I think he does. And he rose up and decided to put an all-out war against Ukraine. I don't know if it could last more than a week. I really don't. Things are such a mess. They have sunken so low. And I believe God is pulling back the finances in the nations, because we've been praying that God would take the money away from this war. And the nations, including America, are saying we just can't keep giving this kind of money to your cause. So the nations are getting tired of the burden. I guess the fun of it is over or something. I don't know. And if Russia decides to rise up, it won't take long to see no more Ukraine. So we're going to be praying about this war for the next 2 days. And I really want to encourage you just to let God break your heart over this situation. You know, they're working actively to get the whole world to hate Russia again. And we have our Tim with us and his family. We love them. They're just utterly dear. I mean, we really deeply love them. And I just have a strong feeling there are a lot of our Tims in Russia. that would be really easy to love, worthwhile loving. And I believe also we have Daniel with us, who is Ukrainian. And this young man, if you guys came to the gathering, you would have probably met him or at least seen him. I think he is one of the most unique young men of his age as I have ever seen. He's so pure. I was talking to Ricky about it early this morning. There's a sort of innocence about him that is just absolutely, it takes you off guard. And he's so, again, there's just such a purity. He looks at you like he really wants to believe in you. And I believe he does. And his parents must be miracle workers, because for the things that he and his family went through in Ukraine before coming to America, this young man seems to have no bitterness, no unforgiveness. He doesn't seem to show anger, just understanding as much as he possibly can. And I think it takes some kind of really unique parents, who are pastors, incidentally, to raise a son in that environment and have him turn out like Daniel. So Artem and Daniel have taught us how to love Ukraine and Russia. Let your heart love them in prayer. Fight for them and fight for God's vision, his desire, his hope for those two nations. And that the cabal be pushed out of there in such a way they can never go back. Amen. I'm sorry, we probably took too long, and I'm probably the one that took the longest. But we'll get moving forward now. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening to us.